flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Om Shanti. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. The poet is expressing the depiction of his unconquerable spirit. In the fell clutch of circumstance, the circumstances are tough, adverse, situations are unfavorable. My head is bloody but unbowed. I am wounded, but I will not accept defeat. It matters not how straight the gate, how filled with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my ship. There is utter darkness everywhere. The darkness that covers from pole to pole. Yet, I thank whatever God may be for my unconquerable spirit. I am invincible. I am unstoppable. powerful. I win every single game. I am unstoppable. Such a spirit is needed. We are spiritual warriors. Every moment there is fight, every moment the war with Maya is ongoing. There is no respite, no rest for you. You cannot stop. I have not winced nor cried aloud. You are not allowed to cry. This is the path of the brave. Cowards have no place here. The weak. The fearful. The timid would be thrown out. Survival of the fittest. The brave, the strong. The steadfast. The unwavering, the unstoppable. Alone can survive. In today's Murli, Baba said, you're a warrior. In this Pandav Sena, Shiv Shakti Sena of Almighty Authority. And it's a thing of wonder for the world. They thought it is impossible and impossible has become possible. They thought you were hopeless and you have become so great in front of the world. They thought you were illiterate, unlettered, and you have become knowledgeful. They thought you were ordinary, and you have become the light of the Father's eyes. They thought you were innocent, but none is as clever and wiser and sagacious as you are. They glorify those VIPs, but the real VIP is you. Their praise is temporary. It's there today and gone tomorrow. Whilst you are worthy of eternal praise and glory. They are gone and hoisted the flag on the top of the Mount Everest. Whilst you hoist the flag in the three world. So don't forget who you are. And don't forget who has said this all to you. You are the one who has right. Who has all the rights in every cycle. You are the greatest. You are the loftiest. You are the elevated. You are at the summit. What you were and where you have reached. From nadir to zenith. From the abysmal darkness to the radiant light. From down to top. This is the journey of a spiritual warrior. There's a movie in English, Peaceful Warrior. It's a story of a gymnast, a young boy who wants to do triple flip, falls down, is restless, is very rich. He doesn't need any financial support. And one night, he sees a dream. And in that dream, he sees himself performing on the trampoline. And he falls down. And one of his feet is shattered into pieces. And he sees an old man with brown shoes sweeping the floor and collecting those pieces of his feet. And he wakes up from his dream and it's so horrible. His heart beating. Just to divert his mind, at 3 a.m. in the morning, he goes out to a gas station. And to his utter surprise, he finds the old man with the same shoe. He stops. Starts thinking, what is this? How this man? Is this the same man who had come in my dream? The old man. He takes some drink and goes back. The man is sitting there at the shop. The very next moment, this young boy looks behind and the man is at the top of the floor. He says, how you did this? The man doesn't speak. It is impossible. And then it is shown multiple times he interacts with this old man. He argues with him and calls him Socrates. Because this old man always gives philosophies. But he argues with the old man once. I don't need anything, I know all the answers. If you know all the answers, the old man says, why are you here at 3 a.m. in the morning? And he goes back. So there are hundreds of interactions between the two. The old man takes him to the mountain and says, I am going to show you something very beautiful. After a long journey to the mountain, they're both walking. The young man says, what is the beautiful here? The old man says, that one. What? A stone? He is exasperated. You got me to see this stone after 2 hours of journey to the mountain. The old man doesn't say anything. And then suddenly it strikes to him. It is not the destination, it is the journey which is important. Multiple interactions. They both are walking. And the young gymnast asks, what is it that I don't know? What is it that you want to tell me? And he takes him and throws him down into water. And he says, what is this nonsense? Why you threw me there? I would have died. That is the teaching. That is the method. This moment. He says, I am in this moment. And the old man touches him from behind. Are you in this moment? And everything moves in front of his eyes, whole life. He's not in this moment. He's thinking of so many things. And so on the story goes. And one day it happens that the man meets with an accident and gets crippled. And the doctor says you will never be able to perform gymnastics again. But again he remembers the old man, goes back. And the story goes, he again regains his strength back. His mental strength, and participates, and at the end performs the triple flip. Who is that old man? Nobody knows. At the end, the man disappears. The name of the movie is Peaceful Warrior. Baba says, you are a peaceful warrior. This is a very subtle and invisible battle. And you are a warrior, a soldier of Pandav Sena. Astradhari, you are brandishing sword of knowledge. You have a target in front of your eyes. So, the first exercise is visualize yourself as a soldier in the Pandav Sena, standing with that dress of a soldier, the same enthusiasm to conquer, to spirit, to win, to never give in, to never give up, to never yield. Such unyielding spirit. But this battle is so silent. It's a mental struggle to win over all the imperfections and flaws and defects within. To understand, to realize new things every single day. To understand how the mind operates. What are the tendencies, where it goes back, what it wants, where it runs, what excuses it makes. The enlightenment has nothing to do with anything external. The enlightenment is purely a solo journey. And Baba said, you have got the blessing of timelessness, Amar Baba. Just remember, who has said all of these things to you? You are the bestower of fortune. You are the best. You are the great donor. All those who has told you. Do you remember it? Do you check it? Do you have the happiness about it? And the fourth, do you have the intoxication about it? So what are the tasks? Key vocabulary. These are the words which are used in Murli Ordinary. You are hopeless. You were hopeless and people thought you were hopeless. Good for nothing. Absolute dumbo. Illiterate. You have become knowledgeful. Innocent. You have become so clever. So find out the meaning of these words. What do they really mean? This practice is known as key vocabulary. The second is create certain affirmations which are already in the Murli and keep repeating them. Telling them to yourselves, who has told me these? Every cycle, I am the soul who has all the rights. I am the light of his eyes. In front of the world, I am the greatest. I am a knowledgeful soul. I am the bestower of blessing. I am the lawmaker, the creator, bestower of fortune, bestower of blessing, bestower of fortune, the creator, the lawmaker, Vidhata. And design a timeless soul posture. And go and find out what are those things which are immortal. Baba said, remember your immortality. Go in the nature and find out the things you think are immortal. And then draw a parallel to your spiritual life. A rock. Sit in front of a rock. And then compare. Look at the rock. Immovable. Invincible. So strong. So powerful. Am I like this in my spiritual pursuit? This is a spiritual odyssey. A perilous journey, a treacherous journey. With lot of ups and downs and pitfalls and challenges and problems and situations and circumstances. But remember, in the full clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my ship. And yet the menace of the years shall find me unafraid. Such an intrepid spirit. such an intrepid courage, the utter fearlessness. This is the path for the brave. This is not the path for the cowards, for the weak. Move ahead with the highest destination in the mind. So, find out symbolism of immortality. That is the fourth work. You can go and meditate. In this, Murli Baba also said about 1 minute meditation. They go and climb Mount Everest and Himalayas, whilst you, who can't even move, you reached Paramdham in 1 minute. So 1 minute meditation. So this is a Murli of contrast. He's talking about what you were and what you have to be. What the world thinks you are and what you have become. What the world thought was impossible has become possible. The world thought you were hopeless and you have become so great. As the world thought you were ordinary and you have become the light of the Father's eyes. You are illiterate. You have become knowledgeful. You could not walk and now you are climbing the highest peak of this existence. The zenith, the summit of this entire universe. You have become so clever that you have made Father your own. Such a sagacious spirit. And always remember who has told all this. Just as in Laukik, if a guru tells to his disciples, the disciple is so proud. He keeps on telling everybody that my guru has told this. In this way, the similar way, Baba says, never forget. Who is singing your glory? Who is eulogizing you? Who is glorifying you? Who has told all of these things to you? These things were not written anywhere. This entire knowledge is not written anywhere. It is the divine revelation. And that makes it unique. Extraordinary. A masterpiece. Om Shanti.